a Republican-backed bill that would require voters who register within 30 days of an election in New Hampshire to provide proof that they plan to stay in the state got plenty of pushback at a public hearing on Tuesday. But as NHPR's Casey McDermott reports, the bill does have the support of both Governor Chris Sununu and Secretary of State Bill Gardner, who rejected the idea that it might disenfranchise voters.
Secretary of State Bill Gardner says he's supporting a new bill asking voters who register within 30 days of an election to provide extra proof that they live in New Hampshire because he thinks it's needed to shore up more confidence in the state's elections and would not disenfranchise any valid voters.
We're not denying anyone who shows up at the polls to be able to vote. We're just saying we want to be able to let everyone know that these votes are valid and true.
Gardner stuck by that affirmation, even when asked specifically about a provision in the bill that would warn new voters they might face police checks if they don't provide the right kind of proof that they're eligible.
Would you believe that if even one or two people find that so intimidating that they walk away? I think we will have struck the balance on the wrong side and actually harmed and violated the rights of certain citizens.
I would hope that someone who is eligible to vote would not be intimidated by that.
Others, including Newbury Town Moderator Nancy Mauricio, were less optimistic about the bill's consequences, particularly the idea that it would create added requirements only on people who register within 30 days of an election.
Your hasty amendment targets voters who change resident or choose to legally register on Election Day. Those voters deserve to be treated equally.
Opponents also argued the new language the bill would add to the voter registration form is so complicated that it would amount to a literacy test, and that its requirements would place an extra burden on people who have to move around for school, work, or other reasons. Outside of the Secretary of State, the bill has the backing of a handful of Republican lawmakers, including those in charge of election law for the House. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.